Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Bishnu Shom. Our debate this evening is around a story that stirred the soul of our nation. Team India's walk-off during their match against Pakistan, a match we won, was a defiant stand against hate as terror-linked taunts poisoned the air. Now, this wasn't just a game. It was a battle, many say, for dignity. Facing a barrage of hostility, India's captain made this historic call, prioritizing player safety and national pride over a mere scorecard. Now, the toxic environment fueled by unchecked aggression has left no room for sportsmanship to thrive, is what many believe. India's bold move sent a clear message. We won't bow to intimidation. Critics may cry foul, labeling it unsportsmanlike. But how can we expect our heroes to play under the shadow of terror? Meanwhile, the Pakistan Cricket Board has suspended the director of international cricket, Pakistan Cricket, Usman Wala, for mishandling the Pak-India match handshake episode and not complaining to remove the match referee in time. Now, this was a stand for values, for respect, and for many, for India itself. India has been rallying behind the team. We've been providing unity, triumphs over division. But the decision to actually move out and not shake hands, was it not sportsmanlike? Was it justified? That's what we're looking at on Left, Right and Center tonight. Well, joining us now, Boria Mojumdar, consulting editor with us here in NDTV, Shishir Hatangadi, former Indian cricketer, Tehsin Poonawalla, and Nikhil Chopra, my friend and former India cricketer. Thank you all very much for being with us. Boria, let me come to you first to look at the larger issue. In your opinion, was Team India's walk-off a justified act of defiance against terror-linked hostility, or did it, in a sense, undermine the spirit of cricket, which has been a unifying sport?
You know, I think the Indian captain, firstly, thank you for having me. I think the Indian captain made this point in the press conference yesterday quite rightly, that sportsmanship after a point is not relevant when the larger picture is that of terror. I think he was 100% justified in doing what he did. There are countless examples in international sport where the sporting field has been used as a field of protest. Go back to 36, even colonial India did not perform the Hitler salute along with the United States. Take Jackie Robinson against the color line. Take more recently Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe, Andy Flower and Henry Olonga. Yes. Take our own cricketers, Pulwama. We had insignia in our caps. So sporting field allows for peaceful protest. It has forever been that way. Sport and politics have been bedfellows. I've been advocating this, that use the sports field to make the larger point that this country is a rogue nation. This country exports terror. So beat them on the field and then do it off the field as well and project the larger cause in front of the world, which I think India has done quite beautifully, and they are very much entitled in doing so.
No, but Boria, tell me, if India had decided not to play the Asia Cup because of the presence of Pakistan, would it have impacted our participation or involvement in future sporting events, particularly since at a certain stage we want to host the Olympics as well? Would it have affected our standing, as it were?
Of course it would. And it's not just the Asia Cup. Suppose you boycott the Asia Cup. What would you do with the Women's World Cup on the 6th of October when India is the host of that particular tournament and you're supposed to play Pakistan? Once you've boycotted one game, what about the women's game? Will Neeraj Chopra pull out of the Tokyo World Championship tomorrow? Will the boxing team pull out? Where does Indian sport go? You're playing into Pakistan's hands, and all Pakistan needs to do is field one sportsperson, men or women, in any sporting event that India is part of and say, hey, come on, boycott. Boycott was never the solution. The solution was you go and play, you have a larger geopolitical ambition, you have your global positioning in mind, use the sports field. Do you remember Tommy Smith and John Carlos in Mexico in 1968? One of the most enduring images was that black salute.
Yes,
that
yes,
is how
yes.
you use the sports field. Sport has forever. Jesse Owens in 36, Jackie Robinson in 47, Curtis Flood in 63. Sport allows for peaceful protest. Sport allows you to make these larger things. Anyone who says sport and politics do not mix is the biggest liar of all. When you have your hand on your chest and listening to that national anthem being played on the sporting field, it is a political act. What India did yesterday, on the field, defeat Pakistan, off the field, send the message, was exactly the correct thing to do.
Tehsin, you are nodding your head. Go ahead.
First of all, good evening. Thank you so much for having me here. Good evening to all my fellow panelists and to all your viewers. I do want to agree with the last thing Boria said. that yes, sports and politics do mix, and he's given several examples, but I strongly, passionately, angrily, with all my heart, and I led the campaign to boycott Pakistan, say that we had to boycott Pakistan. It is shameful that we played Pakistan. It's a matter of shame. Allow me to articulate my points, please. First of all, let's go to history. The Asia Cricket Cup is not directly under the ICC. That's the first part of it. And in the past, India's boycotted the Asia Cricket Cup in Sri Lanka 1986. Since then, we've got several sporting events, including the ICC World Cup and the CWG Games. No world power in 2036 that India wants to host the Olympics is going to tell India that we will not give the world's third largest economy an Olympics simply because it refuses to play a neighbor. By the way, the neighbor whose sporting chief, PCB chief, Asian Cricket Council president, and Federal Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi wants to nuke us. Vishnu, you covered the defense forces. Mohsin Naqvi wants to nuke us. He doesn't want a conventional war with us. Borya's right. Sports and politics mix. Let me tell you about the current Pakistan cricket team, because no other Indian cricketers do that. While Operation Sindoor was on, they were putting up memes that our women were enslaved by the Pak army, and they were putting Sindoor on them. Their former cricketers were removing rallies in support of the Pahalgam terrorists. Pahalgam terrorists who entered 200 kilometers into India, opened pants, made people recite the Kalma and shot them in the head. Rallies were removed by Shahid Afridi and the ilk in support of those terrorists. Our Prime Minister told us Operation Sindoor is paused, not over. And 4 days ago, I only watch NDTV. I read, and you cover the armed forces. 2 brave martyrs of CRPF were martyred by Pakistani trained militants. This is not over. But even their analysts, I have a lot of respect for Borya. Their analysts want the current Pakistan cricket team to break down the Somnath Mandir. What has this got to do with cricket? This is a filth nation. May I please make one last point before I finish? This is just one point I'm seeing. I am not saying that we can do this in the Olympics. I completely get the practicality of it. I'm not saying we can do this even in an ICC tournament. But in an Asia Cup,
okay,
where by our own admission, all the money goes to Asian federations.
Okay, one sec, Tehsin, I get your point. Borya, quick response. This was not an ICC. This was the Asia Cup. Could have been done over here, India not participating. Couldn't have been done elsewhere.
No. I'm saying participate, don't play Pakistan. Please.
Participate, don't play Pakistan. Borya, was that a solution?
It is not a solution. And by the way, I have respect for Tehsin as well. And a civil debate is always welcome. The fact of the matter is, Pakistan would go crying to the international parliament saying, oh, you know what, there is a junior hockey World Cup. These guys don't give us visas. They don't play us at an international forum. But in November, the Commonwealth Games bid will be given. And the Asia Cup is the last tournament before that. You're playing into Pakistan's hands by doing this. And I've been advocating this. What Tehsin wants, what I want, what Vishnu wants, what Nikhil wants is the same. The end goal is all of us are angry. All of us are frustrated and disgusted with the rogue nation. Our attitude and our policies may be different. The process may be different, but the end goal is the same. If okay. Tehsin is a nationalist, so am I. I think India did the right thing by playing, by defeating and doing what they've done off the
court. Okay. All right, one sec. Let me go across to Shishir Hatangadi. Mr. Hatangadi, the flip side, of course, of this entire argument is this. India just had a very successful Operation Sindoor. We sorted out the Pakistani armed forces. The evidence of this is absolutely clear. The satellite imagery is absolutely clear. If this is the case, are we necessarily less of a nation in playing a cricket match? Does it make us less of a nation by shaking the hand of a cricketer? Our larger objective is the fight against terrorism. We've showed them what we can do and we went and did it. Therefore, was it that big a deal for us to decide against shaking their hands?
No, Vishnu, thanks for having me.
I'm going to be hated for that question. Please go ahead.
Yeah. We have a point of view and we have to accept what everybody says. But I agree with a lot of people who say that we shouldn't have been playing them in the first place. If our emotions are so high, our sentiments are so strong, which they are after what happened in Pahalgam, the fact that we allowed ourselves to play in the tournament or play against them in that tournament tells you that we were pressurized in a way to play the tournament for whatever reasons. And once you step onto the field, whatever you do after that is all about, adhering to the norms of the preamble of the ICC and just a shake of the hand. And I'm not saying that a lot of these players may not share the ideology of what the nation has or the discourse of the nation in terms of you know, what has happened at Pahalgam. A lot of these Pakistani cricketers probably don't even know what is happening. You know, leave aside Afridi in this mix. But the others probably just are cricketers who want to play the game and raise the bar in terms of their own skills, play against a top team like India. Yes, it surprised me that we didn't shake hands. I don't think it was, I didn't look at it as, you know, a point being made in terms of a protest, because protests cannot be just written off or written in terms of a handshake after the game. I think the matter is much more serious. And if we all feel the same about it, we would have to just go by what cricketers do after a game of cricket, shake hands.
Nikhil, you would have lots of friends who are Pakistani cricketers. I'm looking at this from the other standpoint as well. The battle that India fights is against terrorism. It's against the Pakistani state, the Pakistani military, very often the terrorist network and the Pakistani military act in unison. Not so as far as sportsmen and sportswomen are concerned. Therefore, how do you look at what we've done this time around? And the reason I ask that question is because, let's face it, sadly, terrorism isn't going away. There will be more attacks on India. As a nation, we need to be ready for that. So therefore, do we boycott Pakistani cricketers forever?
Well, I hope it goes away. I mean, we all live in hope, and with the kind of response that our Indian government did, we hope that terrorism goes away. But to answer your question, you know, that's why BCCI and the Indian government had taken a call that we will not be playing any bilateral series. But since it's a multi-nation tournament, that's why there must have been a go-ahead, and BCCI got the selectors sitting together, picking a team, and that's why we went to Dubai and played the Asia Cup. And the Asia Cup is being played in a neutral venue. And if you remember, we played the Champions Trophy also at a neutral venue in Dubai, where Team India was winning. But your follow-up question, if I may ask, if I may answer, what Surya Kumar Yadav did, and of course the rest of the Indian team, they were well within their rights to go out there and do what they did at that moment of time. Just goes to show that the Indian team, the entire Indian dressing room were united. Their skipper, their coach, all must have taken a call that we're out there. We're going to be responsible in terms of and professional, going to play the Asia Cup. And that's about it. Simple as that. And I've been reading everywhere that apparently the match referee was told that no handshakes were going to be taking place. I mean, that's a matter of technical issues whatsoever. But I firmly, completely back Surya Kumar Yadav and the entire Indian team for what they did.
Buria, how would you look at those people, perhaps cricketers, who say that, look, a cricketer's job is to play cricket. Yes, they don't exist in isolation. They live as part of the world. This is an Indian cricketer who's part of a country which has been attacked by terrorists in the worst possible way. But then how would you respond to those who say that, look, let the cricketer play, let him or her not get involved in geopolitics, whether it's shaking somebody's hand or sending powerful messages of solidarity, that perhaps needs to be kept aside, unless you really, really want to make them. Not all cricketers have the ability, perhaps, to communicate in the manner in which we do on this pressing theme. That doesn't make them less important, does it?
The fact is very clear. The assumption of whoever says this is sports and politics don't mix. They're coming from that pristine, ideal world which doesn't exist. Surya Kumar Yadav and Gautam Gambhir or Shubman Gill don't exist in isolation. They are part of the same world that Tehsin and I are part of, and we are all angry. It is their personal call. Now think about it. You go and shake hands with Pakistan. What would Pakistan use that imagery with? Saying, oh, you know what? Now it's all normal. This is validation. This is what we were seeking. Look, Indian cricketers have done this. It is all an act of bonhomie and camaraderie. Everything is fine. So what if Pahalgam happened? We are playing and there is no problem. These are cricketers. They have to do what their calling is, that is play cricket, and also put their calling and their nation first. They are not going to take AK-47s and fight like the army does. This is their way of protest. Sure. I have absolutely no problems in doing this. We have seen for the last 100 years racism. Think CLR James. Think the entire black black discourse against racism. Think Black Lives Matter. You mean to say Sporting Field has not been used in the past to make political statements? If anyone says that, he or she is living in a fool's paradise. Sport will always be soft power. Why are you hosting the Olympic Games or the Commonwealth Games? Because you have a global positioning, you have a global ambition, you have your soft power ambitions. Pakistan will not have that. The fact is, Surya, as a responsible citizen, Gautam, Shubman, have you seen their Twitter accounts? Each one of them have posted the same tweet dedicating it to the armed forces. They are well within their rights to do so. And if Pakistan's respect depends on India shaking hands with them, I'm sorry, they do not need to have that respect. Fahim Ashraf, who spews venom on social media, writes vile filth. If I don't believe I need to shake his hands, it is my prerogative not to shake his hands. It's as simple as that. Pakistan has not reprimanded Fahim Ashraf. He plays for that team. He's not upholding the values of sportsmanship. In my mind, I don't consider him respectful enough to go and shake his hand. And I will not do that. Okay. It is my calling, and there is no way anybody can come and force me to do so.
Shishir Hatangadi, would you agree that cricketers don't live in isolation? And therefore, for us, or for many people who have commented on this, to say that leave the cricketers alone, let them just play the game, let the politicians deal with politics and terrorism and all of that. Would you believe that in today's day and age and in today's world, and based on the fact that this has happened in the past as well, you can't separate the two. And therefore, what has happened today is, in a sense, a responsibility of the cricketers to express what is a national prerogative.
Yes, it is. And it's about the boards taking that initiative. In 1965, Pakistan came to India. After that, there was a break with the Kashmir issues and the war, the East Pakistan, the Bangladesh war. We went back in 1978. There was a huge gap. There was between 65 and 78, we didn't play any cricket.
61 and 17 years. Shishir, 61.
Yes, but the last time Pakistan came to India was in 1965, wasn't it?
No, 61 to 78, we did not play. 17 years, we did not.
So I've got it 4 years ahead. So the point being that when we went there, and a lot of these players who went there spoke very highly about, the reviving ties and going and the hospitality and all that. But there was a break. And the break was because of the geopolitical situation and the fact that, both governments were not keen to send their teams across to play. Now, it was evident that there were issues on both sides for the teams not to go. My only point is, by allowing yourselves to play in the game, is a sort of surrender to be expressing yourself, because we all feel so strongly about what happened in Pahalgam. We all know that we have to dedicate our emotions, our empathy to the people who've lost their lives. So playing a game of cricket, actually, I'm a cricketer, but before that, I'm an Indian, and I have to respect that. I have to respect that I was an Indian first and then a cricketer. So if really it matters to me, I shouldn't be playing them.
Okay, let me go across to Tehsin first and then to my other panelists as well, Nikhil last. Tehsin, did you watch the match yesterday? Because I did, and I feel very strongly, despite my questions about this entire issue, but I felt compelled to watch that match. Isn't there a certain hypocrisy, therefore?
No, I respect
in saying
your
what
point
we are saying over here and then switching on and then cheering for India in that match. Saying, I love this cricket that's happening. I love Bumrah bowling.
Okay, may I answer?
So please, keep it short. But my question was very long.
Yes, so please allow me, because I have other important points up to me. But speak for yourself. I didn't watch the match. I got the updates. I have NDTV apps. So I got the updates. But I didn't watch the match. And I was glad that the stadium wasn't full. I have 3 or 4 points to me. Look, again, I'm not questioning anybody's patriotism. The fact of the matter is, for every ball balled yesterday, there's a bullet coming our way. It's a matter of luck if it hits Boria, Shishir or me. And the only difference between us is our pants and what's between our pants. I'm being very direct out here. That's what those terrorists did. That's how they killed people. Number one, Pakistan made 35 crore rupees. BCCI is making nothing. Third point, Hamid Mir, a veteran Pakistani journalist, said this: the fact that the Indian cricket team steps onto the field is victory for Pakistan after Operation Sindoor. Fourth thing, the cricketer Boria's naming, I don't even want to name that piece of filth, wanted our women enslaved. Let's call it out for what it is. And the fifth thing, the Davis Cup 1974, India boycotted the finals. And what happened after that? India was not as powerful as it is today. The whole world boycotted South Africa after that. I again repeat the Asia Cup 1986. We hosted after that the World Cup. We hosted the Commonwealth Games. This fantasy that in 2036, we won't get the Olympics because we're saying a nuclear neighbor is threatening to nuke us. That to the PCB chief. Okay. I think that is scary.
Okay, Tehsin, hold on. I've got just enough time for Nikhil to make his point. Nikhil, is there a certain double standard in many of us watching the game and then having this argument on TV today?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, in India, cricket is also a religion. Vishnu, and if there's a game, I think what Surya Kumar Yadav did after the game, saying, you know, those memories are fresh. It was his way and the way of the Indian team giving that victory and dedicating it to, you know, the army personnel. That's what sportsmen or athletes can go out there and do at the end of the day. They went, they were clinical, they were professional, beating Pakistan with great amount of ease. And look at the victory of margin in a T20 game as well. I mean, that's what they could do. And that's exactly what Surya Kumar Yadav did. And I'm sure the words that came out from Surya Kumar Yadav, he obviously sat down, he was disturbed, you know, fresh in his mind, those thoughts. And that's why the dedication came at the post-match presentation as well.
All right, but I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. You know, I mean, it's important to be sportsmanlike, but I suppose when it comes to our countries and patriotism and the nature of the threats that we face, perhaps that needs to always be thought about first and foremost. We leave it there. Time for this short break.